When last we left you at this specific time on Friday following the 6:30 news, we engaged in conversation over the Detroit Lions and the first round of the NFL draft with Charlie and Dave in the studio at that time, and Pat Johnston joining us from his Alma bureau calling in. But this morning is when Pat Johnston is in studio. And this Monday, we can kind of, I guess, bookend the weekend because the full draft has taken place. Many people may be aware because it actually wrapped up on Saturday, although some could have got lost with Sunday. There's draft analysis going on from the so-called experts, and now there's questions of just what it means for the Lions. Will it mean immediate success on the football field and improvement from last year's dismal season, or will it be one of those situations where might have to wait 2 to 3 years to figure out if the draft was successful? I'm thinking that, well, my guess is, I'm thinking the Lions are hoping that for the first couple of picks, it's going to be immediate success. And then with the later round picks, those are the ones usually that might pop up and surprise you in a few years. Pat Johnston, what do you think? The Lions actually, in the end, with 9 choices, went 4 defense and 5 offense.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be more defense myself. But hey, that's okay. That's the way it works. We talked on Friday. We know the top draft choice was the cornerback out of Ohio State, Okuda.
Jeff Okuda.
And yep. That's the one the Lions are hoping who's going to step right in.
Right. From day one, this is who they expect to get right in there and contribute.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Again, I think we talked whether you don't expect him to be a superstar. If he is, great. But if he can at least contribute, you know, in some sense of, hey, he belongs here and will be improved in his second and third years, I think we'd accept that.
Yeah.
Second choice that I think Lions are also expecting to step in and contribute, if anything, in a decent backup role. Although when you draft a running back, knowing that your main running back, Kerryon Johnson, has health concerns, you wonder if this guy's going to have a chance to step in and be more of a major role this year.
Well, I was reporting on how general manager Bob Quinn is hoping maybe DeAndre Swift can be part of a running back by committee, along with Kerryon Johnson, and then they also have Ty Johnson and Bo Scarborough. So I think that's what he wants to do. I don't think he's expecting, I don't think the Lions want to have this rookie be their workhorse, or Kerryon Johnson. Obviously, he has proven that he can't. However, though, DeAndre did lead Georgia in rushing during his sophomore year and had 10 touchdowns, and he also is pretty good catching the ball out of the field. I think they're going to use him also just as another threat. I think Kerryon Johnson will be the starter, no doubt, but that they'll put in this rookie once in a while to kind of change things up.
And how can you not like a running back whose last name is Swift?
That's right, yes. Right. I know that there were some Lions fans and some writers out there who didn't like the pick, but I thought, hey, if he's sitting there in that second round, I think the Lions had to take him.
Yeah, a guy of that quality comes to the point where we might want this, but when you have, sometimes it becomes the best athlete available. At that point, it seemingly was for the Lions.
Yep.
Hopefully some protection in the third round with Jonah Jackson out of Ohio State, offensive guard. Lions could use some help protecting Matthew.
That's right. That's right. In fact, they got a couple of offensive linemen in this draft, which was needed. And there is hope that Jackson will be able to, maybe he'll be able to contribute as well.
At 6'4", 305.
It's pretty big.
And the other guy you're talking about was the fourth round, Logan Stenberg of Kentucky. 6'6", 317. That's an offensive guard. How do you move that?
Right. Yeah, right. I mean, that's what Matthew Stafford's hoping.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and I skipped over Julian Okwara.
Right.
The brother of a current Lion.
Yes, that's right. And that was a pick. In fact, there I was reading all these experts saying that was the one that may be the biggest surprise of them all because they didn't expect him to drop that far. And so that's a pass rusher that the Lions desperately need. Their pass rush has really struggled the last couple of years. So getting Okwara could really help them out big time from Notre Dame.
And I thought, because there was talk about maybe wanting another receiver, and again, maybe as a backup,
yep.
Getting Quintez Cephas from Wisconsin. He might be a recognizable name because obviously he was a receiver that went against Michigan and Michigan State both, and his name popped up with catches. So Hopefully he'll be. He's got a 6'1", 202 build to him, so he's a decent height.
Yeah, doesn't have the greatest of speed, but he's a great route runner. That's what his claim to fame is, and also just making the fans of Michigan and Michigan State miserable because he made some big catches in the games against those teams. So hopefully now he can do that against the opponents for the Detroit Lions.
And then I know that we picked up another running back, another defensive tackle. In fact, a couple of more defensive tackles. In fact, another guy from Ohio State. We had three Buckeyes.
Right.
Apparently we're...
Well, in the state of Michigan, if you can't beat them, join them.
Like, for all the headaches you gave Michigan and Michigan State, come and maybe give more headaches as a Detroit Lion. I saw something about draft analysts and experts. ESPN said grade B. Sports Illustrated was grade A.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Mel Kiper from ESPN saying B, but the Sports Illustrated saying grade A. And they seem to really like over at Sports Illustrated, seem to really like the DeAndre Swift pick. They,
ooh, cool.
That was a good one. And obviously, everybody likes Jeff Okuda, the first overall pick.
NFL.com had an A minus.
Yep.
Sporting News had a B minus.
No, that's all right.
It's the Sporting News now. USA Today was an A. Pro Football Focus was an A.
Yeah.
So, A.
Right. Let's hope. Let's hope. And like you said, we never really know with draft classes until about 2 to 3 years in.
Yeah. At least it's something fresh to talk about. The record, I don't think anyone's surprised by it. With television viewing over the three days?
No, not at all.
Including the $15.6 million on opening night.
Yeah, no. Just because there was something new to talk about in sports. And plus, it's the NFL. The creme de la creme of all the sports.
Training camps will open in July, which you look at May 1st, this Friday. That's not that far away.
No.
There's now the question of... how will camps open? Will they be able to open in this day and age that we're living in? 2 months seems like a long time away, but nobody knows.
We really don't know. And I guess it all depends on where the hot spots are with this virus in July. If there are any, who knows? That's the problem.
Well, look at the NBA saying that they're going to open up some training facilities, but if you're in a place where they have... closure orders.
Yeah,
you can't.
Right.
So,
right. Yeah, and I could understand, especially like places like New York, New Jersey.
Yeah, how are you going to do that?
Yeah, I don't know how you could do anything. I will point this out. I think that there's a better chance that we'll have NFL football than college football. That's my little prediction right now.
Considering that college football also includes attending on a giant campus, I think that that's what I've been hearing too.
Yeah.
If there's a question,
right?
Time will tell.
Time will tell.
Did you hear the funny story about, in fact, it was Michigan offensive lineman John Runyon. His son is what we're talking about. You know, his father played for the Wolverines years ago. Now it's his son.
Yep.
He got drafted by the Packers, but apparently when the Packers called him on a cell phone, he was rushing to answer, and he pushed the decline button on the call.
That's great.
He hung
that's
up on
great.
The Packers. He says, I declined a call from Green Bay. I tried to call back, and my call didn't go through. I had no idea what I just did. The team did call back moments later.
That was nice.
And worked it out. And can't imagine that, though. The call you've been waiting for all your life, all your college career, and because you're rushing those darn cell phones, oops!
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to wonder if he did push call back. How it showed up in the Packers' offices.
Right.
Did it show up with his caller ID, or did it show up just as a phone number? Like, well, what is this? We're not answering this number.
Yeah.
Well, somebody should have recognized it if they called. Just called, Run. You think they'd
recognize? Well, I would understand not wanting to play for the Packers either, though. So that's fine.
Maybe that's why he did it. a little NFL draft fun. Hopefully you had fun, too. Sports fans, Lions fans, we know there's a lot of Honolulu blue and silver, and now we just wait and hope that all those picks and names that we talk about are names we are talking about into the future, successfully, of course, on the field.